What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And before we go back to the telephones here, update on Hurricane Michael. It has weakened down to a Category 3. That's good news. But it's still a bad storm. I'm being forwarded emails from people who are living in Tallahassee, which is about an hour away from the eye of the hurricane. And apparently, oak trees are literally being uprooted and coming down on top of homes. So this is definitely a bad one. And now, of course, Georgia is getting ready to deal with it as the storm continues to move north-northeast. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike, they talk about the smart weapons. You know,
I
say the same. You know, like with cars, when they come with the smart cars, in a way, I'm glad that Tesla is going the way it's going now. I don't want a smart car. I want a stupid car and a smart driver. That's plain and simple, you know? And
oh, I like that. That's a good phrase.
And another thing I want to ask you, it's kind of like connected. I just got off the phone before with Duke Energy, and they're saying they want to, they're putting, without anybody's permission, they're putting smart meters in. And I said, no, I don't want to, you know, you're not going to put it into my house. I said, first of all, this thing is filled with radiation and all that, from what I understand. Second of all, there's other things that, you know, just not good. And then she told me that I didn't even realize that all of North Carolina, anyway, they have electrical meters that you don't have to have somebody come to read the meters that's got radiation in them anyway. I mean, you just can't win. I mean, what are you... You know,
well, hold it. First of all, the only radiation involved, is very low power, like a Wi-Fi, because all the smart meter is supposed to do is replace a human meter reader. And it was done for purely economic reasons. And I think somebody tried to fan this up into an internet meme as a distraction from more serious things.
It strikes me, it's
another one of these distractions like no plane at the Pentagon or other stuff like that. I'm personally completely unconcerned about smart meters.
You don't think there's any danger? As far as radiation?
I don't see how there would be any danger. All it does is it's reading how much electricity that you use and sending that information back to the power company. That's all a smart meter does.
What about as far as Wi-Fi? I have Wi-Fi now, but I've been thinking about getting rid of it because, I'm concerned about the radiation. And this doesn't just come from any, you know, a lot of this stuff comes from InfoWars. I mean, they talk about it quite a bit.
Well, so, you know, one of the areas in which I don't agree with InfoWars, but always remember the inverse square law. And that is that when you are looking at a source of any electromagnetic radiation, whether it's radio waves or light, every time you double your distance away from it, the amount of energy drops by four. The energy density is the inverse square of the distance. So when you're far away from the smart meter, which generally you are, it's on the outside of the house, there's going to be very little energy getting to you at all. Same thing with your Wi-Fi in your home.
I really do think
this is being overblown. And I think it's being overblown, first of all, again, as part of the attempt to make the internet and independent media look kooky. As distractions away from other things like this dangerous rush to war.
Well, that I agree with you. I mean, there's a lot of distractions, but as far as the 5G, you know, there's a big thing about 5G now. You don't think that's I heard you talking about it the other day. You don't think there's any real? I'm asking you because I respect you because I know you know about computers and all this and all these. Because you've been on it from like the beginning. I think you said you worked for NASA already. That's why I asked you.
Well, 5G is just a faster version of 4G, and I think this whole thing about 5G is dangerous could conceivably be a public relations campaign by the 4G providers to discourage people from switching over, which would cost them revenue. Anytime there's a new technological breakthrough that comes along, the people that are threatened by it, they come up with all kinds of things about, you know, how dangerous it is and you shouldn't go there. When Edison invented the electric light bulb, the coal and gas companies were getting editorials in the newspaper about this unknown, you know, electric thing in your home. It represents a danger. Certainly not the danger that you have from a leaking gas main or accumulating carbon monoxide from burning coal. But that's how these things happen. A lot of what you see out there that warns of a danger relative to a product or something is usually from somebody who's either getting ready to sell you a new product or there's a new product out there that threatens their bottom line. And you just need to sort of keep that in mind.
Why do you think people are so concerned about the smart meters then? I mean, what do you think that is?
They've been sold it. They've been sold that idea. It's been poured all over the internet along with the stuff about 5G to get people riled on up. And I've looked very carefully at the smart meters, and I don't see that there's a problem. I think probably, in fact, I'll tell you where the angst over smart meters is probably coming from, are the meter readers who are losing their jobs.
Well, here in North Carolina, supposedly they've already lost their jobs. That lady I talked to said they don't have meter readers. I didn't really pay attention to that since I moved here from Texas about 3 years ago. But she said that they don't have them because the electrical meters they have now, she said, which do have radiation also. But so evidently a bunch of meter readers have already lost their jobs here. I'm wondering, I know that you have a few other people from North Carolina to call you. I wonder what they're thinking about this, because this is going to be all over the state, from what I heard.
Okay, well, Mark, before I let you go here, I'd like to ask that you be very careful between using the words radiation and radio energy. And yes, radio energy is technically a form of radiation, but for most people, when you say radiation, they're thinking nuclear particles, alpha, beta, and gamma rays, Chernobyl meltdown, and so forth. When we're talking about 5G and smart meters, we're talking about radios.
You mean like radio okay. You play in your... You mean just like a regular radio?
Well, you're talking radio transmitters. You know, like your walkie-talkies. Like your cell phone. Your cell phone's a radio transmitter. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call, Mark. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to switch over here to Tom in Florida. Oh, my goodness, Tom. How are you holding up down there?
Hey, good day to you, Michael. It's a long time I haven't talked to you. Yeah, well, listen, Panama City got hammered pretty hard, I hear. I have a buddy who lives up there. Tarpon Springs and all that got spared and all that in the down south. But, yeah, the northern panhandle up there in Apalachicola got hit pretty good. But there's going to be a lot of construction here, Michael. There'll be a lot of jobs going back now to construction, you know, and that the storms could probably shoot through North Carolina, looks like, South Carolina, go back out to the Atlantic.
Yes.
But there'll be a lot of jobs created. But, listen, the real hurricane I want to talk about, Michael, changing the subject, is Hillary Clinton. When she's actually trying to start a race war, and what's going on with Antifa out there in Portland is absolutely disgusting. When they're, you know, and I don't know if you saw the video of the Antifa yelling at the older white guy, calling him a Ku Klux Klansman and all this, because he had North Carolina license tag on his car. Did you see that video?
I saw that video, and I saw the video of the Antifa who literally attacked that elderly woman in a wheelchair.
That was disgusting, Michael. And you got Hillary Clinton actually trying. Well, she's just like Maxine Mad Max Waters. This Hillary Mad Max she should probably run with her as a, I don't know what the hell. But you know, it's just disgusting what's going on with these leftists, Michael. And the reason I called you really is this hurricane right now is kind of disrupting. I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to have our next election next month, and we got a guy that's running for governor here in Florida named Gillum, who's a full blown communist and Bolshevik in the way I look at him. He's even talking about reparations and all this. Now this guy's going to turn the state into Venezuela. I mean, that's the real danger we're looking here at now, Michael. These politicians want to turn this country into Venezuela, these Democrats. Look, I was in Cuba, Michael. I told you I was in Cuba 3 months ago. There's nothing to eat there. I told you about that. In Cuba, it's not a revolution. It's a revolution. The place has been put into rubble by these communist ideologues and the Bolsheviks, I call them. Like, I think you're the one that's brought it up one time, the Bolsheviks.
Okay, well, let's back up here a little bit. Let's back up here a little bit and draw a line between ideology and competence, because when Fidel Castro was in charge of Cuba, life there wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. He really did manage the place for the benefit of all the Cuban people, despite the U.S. trade blockade. There are communist leaders who actually do a good job for their people. I think the real issue, though, is competence, because in our media-driven world today, we're seeing people get elected based on how they look on TV and how they dress and how well they present. And they may not be the best qualified people for the job, but we never get to find out about that. Look at the Kavanaugh hearings. We never really got to hear about his judicial opinions. Nobody even really knows if he would actually rule against Roe versus Wade. But it was all about, oh, we've got allegations of sexual assault, and we're going to play to the cameras and play to the masses, because if it bleeds, it leads, and if it thinks, it stinks.
Well, Michael, you're right, but listen, during the Kavanaugh hearings, you had all these young girls out there in Washington on the mall there. And you know what I found out? Every one of those girls were getting paid $1,800 a day by Soros or these rich billionaire swine. They're getting...
I question that number, 1,800 per day. I question that number, 1,800 per day.
Well, I've read that on a few sites. I think even Matt Drudge had that on the Drudge Report. I'm not mistaken. I saw it somewhere. I can't remember if it was Drudge or... Somebody reported that these people are definitely getting paid for protesting Soros and all his other cronies. But, you know, getting back
I think
to
the
Hillary,
people, I think the people who actually got into the hearing room and caused a ruckus were being paid that kind of money. But the ones who were just out there on the mall, right. I mean, Soros has got a lot of money, but he doesn't spend it recklessly. I imagine they probably got a few $100 for the day.
Absolutely. But, Michael, getting back to Hillary. Now, you know, she's saying that Bill Clinton was nothing like Brett Kavanaugh as far as these allegations. Well, Bill, you got Anita Broderick actually saying this guy raped me, and why he was in the presidency. I believe. Oh, no, was he governor? I can't remember. He's governor, president.
Yes,
but the main thing you never hear. Okay, he was governor. What you never hear though, Michael, is that there is a young man out there named Danny Williams Clinton. How come that has never been brought up by any media outlet about taking a DNA test like a Maury Povich show, lip swab their mouth? All you got to do is take a swab, Bill. Danny, take the swab, see if this guy is really his kid. Would Hillary be willing to pay that young man $10 million if Bill Clinton is the father of that kid? She's giving Chelsea millions of dollars. Chelsea's getting millions of dollars. She lives in a massive penthouse in New York City. But Danny Williams Clinton lives there somewhere in Arkansas, and he lives like in a slum. Now, if this kid is this son of Bill Clinton, that should be national headline news. It will destroy the black vote in the United States, Michael, because the black will say what hypocrisy this is, and the black will say they'll either sit out the election or they won't vote at all for a Democrat for all the lies that Hillary perpetrated on the American public and Bill Clinton. Because Danny Williams Clinton looks just like his father, Michael, and you know that. He looks just like him.
Yes.
So there's no doubt in my mind that that is the son of Bill Clinton, Michael. And there's no doubt in my mind that Hillary is trying to start a race war in this country. I don't know if it's, she's working for George Soros or somebody, but there's something really horrible going on here. So,
yes,
you know, I got to give Trump kudos, man, because Trump is trying to stop a lot of this insanity. And I'll tell you, I can tell you a real bunch of stories that I've been taught over the years. But I can tell you from years ago, from experience, from a gentleman I knew who was in intelligence. And he used to tell me all the time, the one that's going to try to take down the United States is not going to be Russia, it's going to be China. So that's another whole subject, but he's pretty right.
I question that as well. Why would China want to take us down? Up until recently,
they were their biggest
customer.
Take us down because they need us for financial, Michael. They do need us financially for their rebuilding of their country.
That's exactly right here.
We have rebuilt China with our money. We have rebuilt them. There's no doubt about it. There's no question about it. The United States' taxpayers have spent billions and billions and billions of dollars to rebuild China. So if you recall, when Nixon went to China, China was a closed society. And in like 40, 50 years, China's got they're a superpower? Does it sheer numbers? Michael, I don't know if you've seen the videos.
Maybe well, hang on a minute. Back up. China was considered a superpower even when Nixon went there because of their nuclear arsenal.
Then if that's the case, then I guess Pakistan was considered a superpower, or India. India, I believe, has nuclear
weapons.
They're
considered a nuclear power, and China, again, their population was a factor, but they were already considered a superpower when Nixon went there, and he went to basically open up the country for trade, and it was actually a very good thing that he did, but it was unfortunately overshadowed by that whole Watergate situation. Anyway, Tom, got to let you go. Got another phone call. I need to get back to the news here. There's a lot going on. Alan, Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm sure you know about radio frequency and how it works, you know, how carrier waves work and that. You should maybe touch on it a little bit for some of the people that, you know, are going sideways on this. You know, it's not a big conspiracy theory. There, you know, you can fit more data in a higher frequency than you can in a lower frequency, just because, you know, the data is being carried on that carrier frequency, let's say 5 gigahertz, 5G now, right?
Yes. Yep.
You know, as opposed to 3G. You know, I mean, come on, please, people, come on, stop it. You're killing me here. The Earth's been bombarded with radio frequency waves and radiation in general, which all it is just frequency at a higher frequency as opposed to sound, which is lower, we can actually hear it.
Well, you sound is not electromagnetic radiation. That's a mechanical effect.
Yeah, but, you know, it's still a frequency. And, I mean, no one's going to... I'd be more concerned with... I don't use a cell phone, by the way. I'd be more concerned with having a cell phone up to the side of my head for half of my life and walking around the streets, being inundated, quote unquote, with, you know, with all this frequency radiation, as they call it. So, you know, I mean, these people aren't going to create this technology just to kill the consumer, because they'd be killing themselves too. It's insane.
Well, unfortunately, corporate responsibility in this day and age is not there, and if corporations feel that they're making money, they're going to ignore indications the products might be harmful. Now, if you're concerned about your cell phone, which has to be transmitting powerfully enough to reach the cell tower, then that's why a Bluetooth headset is a good idea, because you're taking that powerful transmitter away from your head, putting it on your belt, and that little Bluetooth headset only has to put out enough radio energy to reach down to your belt. And so it's a much less powerful transmitter.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, you can go one step further, and you can just have the old-fashioned earbuds, you know, the analog things.
Well, unfortunately, in a lot of places, you can't drive with those. In fact, in a lot of states, you can't drive with your cell phone up to your ear. Here in Hawaii, if you're seen using your cell phone in your car, it's a $300 fine. And I think that's one of the reasons why so many of the new cars coming on out will interface with your smartphone. So you can just leave it there down below and, you know, do hands-free.
Yeah. I mean, for those people that have to have their phone in their hands because, you know, there's something wrong, that's great. Just touching on what Dustin said about the Intel new chips. So what they did is XMP, it wasn't enabled on the AMD boards, which basically tightens up the timings and boosts the frequency of the memory.
Yes.
They also used a gaming mode on the Ryzen 2700X, which basically disables half the cores. It's intended for the Threadripper because of the way that the cores are situated. Half the cores don't have direct access to the on-die cache, or I should say memory controller. And what they also did, and this is the most obvious one, is they put on a kick-ass cooler. A really good cooler on the Intel.
Gotta
watch
your language. In any event, listen, gotta let you go. Gotta take a break for commercials. And we're going to come back, and we're going to get back to the news. I'm not trying to turn this place into a tech corner. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And boy, Mother Nature's just on a rampage today. Papua New Guinea just got rocked by a 7.3 earthquake. And there are tsunami warnings being issued for parts of the Western Pacific. They are unable to determine if there is a tsunami threat to us here in Hawaii just yet. But as you can imagine, I'm going to be keeping a little bit of an eye on that webpage for the rest of the day here. Anyway, so getting on back to the news. As I mentioned before, when we started talking about the economy, the Dow took a major clubbing today, over 800 points, over 3% down. It's the third largest single-day drop in stock market history. And especially toward the end there, you could almost start to feel people were panicking because it was down, 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 down. Then it hit 600, and then it really started dropping. And so I'm going to be taking a look at those futures for tomorrow. This could be the beginning of the great bailout. This could be the beginning of the correction. And I know the plunge protection team is going to try and stop that. But too many people know about these shenanigans. Now, as you know, one of the areas of contention that the United States has with China is the continent of Africa. And China now has a naval base in Africa, and they're pouring in all kinds of investment to try and basically make money. to gain access to some of those natural resources in a peaceful way. And so Donald Trump has come on out with an announcement that he intends to rival China's investment in Africa with what he calls the Build Act, the Better Utilization of Investments Leading to Development Act. And basically will put up $60 billion in funds for promoting U.S. corporate investment in Africa. We'll see how that works out here. There has been a bit of an upset in the bond market on the order of hundreds of billions of dollars, and that may trigger a run. They're concerned it may be the worst run since 1976. So the indicators are definitely not good. And that caller who called in yesterday and said, "Oh, it's, why are you always being negative?" We're not being negative. We're trying to gauge what's actually happening. We're trying to get past corporate media assurances that everything is fine, everything is wonderful. You know, I'm starting to feel like a steerage passenger on the Titanic after it hit that iceberg and the crew was telling those steerage passengers, "It's okay, you can stay in your room. You're going to be fine here. And yes, the first class passengers are heading for the lifeboats, but we'll get around to you soon. Everything's going to be fine." It's feeling a lot like that. Over in Europe, the EU supervisors are taking another look at the Italian bank liquidity because Italian government bond yields are blowing out to the highest levels in 4 years. And so people are pulling their money out of the banks and buying the bonds, and that's creating a liquidity crisis for the Italian banks. As I mentioned before to that caller, this tariff standoff between the United States and China is going to take a toll in years to come. This is coming from the IMF, and it's reducing its growth forecast for the U.S. and China, citing the series of tariffs the two nations have imposed on each other. And Maurice Obstfeld, the IMF's chief economist, said, "When you have the world's two largest economies at odds, that's a situation where everybody suffers." And I'm in agreement. Story coming on out of Zero Hedge. The United States is saying there will be no trade talks with China at the G20 unless China makes early concessions. This is coming out of the Financial Times. And again, this is a tactic that we have seen the United States, not to mention Israel, using more and more. It's a bullying tactic. You give us what we want first, and then we'll talk about doing something nice for you. I think China's probably going to go to the G20 and say, if you want to talk with us, we're around. If you don't want to talk with us, that's fine too. Speaking of China, one of the areas in which they've been expanding is seaports. And ports are big business. They make a lot of money because those cargo ships and passenger ships that are going in and out, they don't get to park for free. There are all kinds of port fees. And, of course, there's a charge for loading and unloading the cargo ships, putting the cargo containers on those trucks, sending them off. And China has been investing in ports all over the world. And right now, they hold stakes in over a dozen ports in Europe. And a lot of people are saying how China's just taking over the oceans. They're already basically running the Panama Canal. Bringing back the days of Zheng He, I guess. But it is good business. And that's what China's about, being a good business. China had money. They were they still are a manufacturing superpower that gave them the money to go on out and start buying up control of assets in other countries. They're making deals. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about the economy, and I just got sent an article from Zero Hedge saying that in the after-hours trading, the Dow is already down 1,000. I'm looking to confirm. I want to be absolutely certain that we're going in the right direction on this information, but it's looking like this could be the beginning of the collapse everybody has said was on its way. Meanwhile, getting on back to the rest of the world, as you know, India is facing U.S. sanctions over its decision to purchase Russia's S-400 missile system. And basically, what's going on is that the former ambassador of India to Saudi Arabia is saying India should be cautious, but their strategy right now is that within 6 months, the entire sanctions regime is going to fall apart. And he may be right, because the world is really getting sick and tired of it. We already saw how Europe was resistant to going along with the new sanctions on Iran. Speaking of Iran, top officials in the U.S. Treasury Department are pushing for Iran to remain connected to the SWIFT global payment network, ahead of the implementation of new economic sanctions in November. Now, why on earth would Iran stay connected to SWIFT when SWIFT is the instrument that can be used to enforce the sanctions? Iran would be much better off severing connection with SWIFT and going with one of the parallel systems that have been set up operating outside of U.S. control. And obviously, Iran is clearly thinking in those directions, or these officials at the Treasury Department wouldn't be making a stink about it. Okay, this next story, kind of a little weird. We know that over the last several years, there have been a lot of very suspicious deaths of banking officials flying off the top of parking garages. It's always declared a suicide or, you know, murder unrelated to the work. The latest one is this former assistant to Goldman Sachs CEO, John Solomon, apparently committed suicide yesterday. Now, the story we're being given is that that was the day he was expected to plead guilty in federal court to stealing more than $1 million of rare wine from his former boss. So according to Bloomberg, Nicholas DeMayer, 41 years old, jumped from his 33rd floor room at the Carlyle Hotel on Manhattan's East Side. And yeah, stealing $1 million of rare wine, that's a serious situation. But apparently he was going to plead guilty, which sounds to me like he did it. He knew he did it. I'm wondering if somebody took advantage of his day in court to maybe take out another witness to some of the skullduggery that's going on behind the scenes. I'm not buying a guy who's this successful committing suicide over basically it's a grand theft wine. It doesn't feel right to me here. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog, rising interest rates start popping bubbles. The end of this expansion is now in sight. That certainly appears accurate. Sears has now hired advisors to prepare for their bankruptcy filing. So in the supposed economic recovery and boom times where the jobs are coming on back and, you know, everybody is singing huzzah, 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 yet another historic iconic retailer is getting ready to close here. Now, Peter Schiff, in an interview on Russia Today, has come on out and said that real wages for Americans have fallen further than the official statistics would indicate. Oh, my stars and garters, the government has lied to us about the economic numbers again. All right. Let's talk about San Francisco. Let's talk about what's really going on in this country. And there is this article called The Land of the Living Dead, inside San Francisco's most disgusting city block. San Francisco used to be a beautiful city. Claire and I stayed there briefly when I was working on The Day After Tomorrow. And frankly, if the company that I was doing the work for had offered me a permanent job, we probably would have moved at that point. In hindsight, glad we did not. It has really deteriorated. San Francisco has become notorious for having some of the dirtiest major city blocks in the United States. Things have gotten so bad that the city has finally been forced to employ full-time workers that are earning almost $200,000 per year to clean up the human feces on the ground, along with heroin needles and litter. And frankly, given the job description, $200,000 a year is nowhere near enough. And the New York Times came on out to basically highlight what was going on in San Francisco, and they chose Hyde Street, one of the dirtiest streets in the city. And this area is just 15 minutes away from technology giants like Twitter and Uber, but you'd never know by looking at it. Now, the worst parts of Hyde Street are in the middle of the city's Tenderloin neighborhood. And for the people who call this block home, it's difficult to reconcile San Francisco's liberal politics with the misery that surrounds them. And I'm sorry to hear this, because when Claire and I stayed in San Francisco, we stayed in this little small rental on Hyde Street. And back then, it was a nice place. It was a good energy here. But there is this huge crisis taking place in the streets of America, and it's called homelessness. And the corporate media doesn't want you to look at that. The corporate media wants to assure you that everything is going just fine. You know, we're a great nation. We're exceptional. Everybody around the rest of the world sits up nights to admire us. This article basically says it's hard to know the exact numbers of homeless because they're always moving around. They get chased out of one area, they go someplace else. There's really no way to accurately count. A lot of people are just going to temporary shelters. There's really no way to count it. We don't know the scale of the problem. And Los Angeles is estimating 50,000 homeless. New York City, 75,000 homeless. We have 8,000 here on this island, and this is a little tiny island. And these men and women, and increasingly children, are the collateral damage of the corporate state. And the lack of stable jobs that pay a living wage in the gig and temp work economy, the collapse of mental health and medical services for the poor, and gentrification are turning America into just this gulag for hundreds of thousands of its citizens. Meanwhile, of course, the refugees and the illegal immigrants come in and they get free stuff. So it's a bad situation here. Now, Mitch McConnell is setting the stage for the border wall funding battle in what will be the lame duck session after the elections. And they're pushing for the funds for the border wall. And, of course, the Democrats are saying, no, 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 it's too expensive, it's too expensive, it's too expensive. Here's the irony in that. Paying for all the illegal immigrant births is actually costing more than the border wall. Now, you would think the Democrats could use a calculator and say the wall costs this much, the births, taking care of all the births, costs this much more. Gee, we'd save money by having the wall. But they're not really concerned about the money. The Democrats are desperate to flood this country with illegal immigrants and get them to vote in order to just seize total control over our political system forever. And they'll turn this nation into a third world slum, like they're doing in San Francisco, like they did in Baltimore. And they don't own this country. We, the American people, do. This nation, its quality of life, was built up generation after generation after generation of Americans working to make a better life for their children. And the Democrats are now grabbing it and bartering it away for votes. We really have reached the bread and circuses stage in this country. Okay, so right now, Brett Kavanaugh is up there at the Supreme Court. He's already gone to work here. And there's a Supreme Court immigration case that Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh are probably going to have an impact on. The administration is arguing for sweeping government authority to detain immigrants awaiting deportation after they complete sentences for criminal convictions, even if it's years after leaving prison. So there's a revelation there that criminal illegal immigrants, after they finished their jail sentences, were just being released back into the population. And many of them have been caught repeating their criminal activity. The question I have is, why aren't they just being deported immediately after leaving prison? They're illegal immigrants. They're convicted criminals. Why? What is wrong with the deportation process? Let's go out and get those guys who do the punkin' chunkin'. We're coming up on that because this time of year, you know, with all their air cannons and set up along that border and take all these illegal immigrant criminals and chunk them back across the border into Mexico. And the longest distance and the most bounce get the trophy. But we got to do something. The way the system is set up now, it works for the Democrats. It doesn't work for the American people. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now from Rick in Arizona. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't know. That stock market, little tumble today. You know, Max Kaiser a while back said that they've been slowly shrinking the stock market in slow motion, where the stock market volume and the trades are half the size it was at its peak in 96, and it's 25% smaller than it was in 1976.
Yeah.
So what we have here is this, you know, universe of money standing on top of this small little city of companies, which basically gives the total, the market can be controlled. There's all this money is just saturating the available shares on the market. So they really got control of the market. You know, it's like they got control of the selling and the buying. I mean, it's not like in the 1930s where you couldn't control these wildcat sellers, or even in 87 when it dropped down to 22%. Everybody's like webbed in, you know, the webinars, and they're all connected. And I'm just calling to tell you, I don't think we're going to have a stock market crash. I think they got control of it. It's like Eustace Mullins once said.
I would like to hope that you are correct, but we have heard so many times through the years where Wall Street will say, well, we've got control. What happened before cannot happen again. And then it happens again. And right now I'm trying to get more confirmation on what the after hours trading is doing. But it looked to me like the last few moments of the trading day, people were definitely hitting the panic button. After it crossed 600 down, it really took off, and it ended up more than 800 down on the Dow. Everybody got hit. NASDAQ, S&P. The market is hideously overvalued, and that's a reality that everybody has to look at, because decades of driving the stock prices up to use as a political banner has disconnected the prices from the actual worth of the underlying stocks. And what that means is that when the panic hits, the first ones to get out will get their money, and everybody else is going to be left holding their last report from the broker with a very impressive looking number on the bottom, and that's all it's going to be, an impressive looking number.
Yeah, it's hard to say, you know, but like, you know, this one thing that one of Trump's cronies, what the hell was Gary Cohen, before he quit, you know, the market was going down. He said, just remember the stock market crash of 1987 when it went down 22% in one day. I'm not in the market, but if I was, I don't know if I'd sell or not. Maybe I'd sell at the top right now, but I'd get back into it again. Because after all the crashes that we've had, now look at that. It's at 26,000. Even if it goes down to 20,000, everybody's still ahead. I mean, it's all unless you've been buying up, unless you've been foolish to be buying at this point. But I mean, even if it goes down to 18,000, I mean, I had a 401k in 2014 that I cashed out, which was a small amount of money. But if I would have left it in, on the aggressive side of the of their options, it should have tripled or quadrupled. But you know, I just took the money. So I guess, you know, we could be shook up with the stock market unless, you know, the bond market's the real deal, Mike. If the bond market's never
crashed.
Yeah,
there's a big problem there.
That's where the real pain could come in. That's what could really cause all the preppers to be, you know, told you so. The stocks is different, but the bond market's never crashed. And I can tell you the mob has their money in the bond market. They always have, you know. The Western Conference Teamsters Fund with all those Teamsters members in Vegas, that money all goes into bonds. None of it's ever gone into the stock market. So
the bond market people is what you got to be concerned about. The stock market could go down, down, down. But like Gary Cohn said, you know, back in 87, it dropped down to 22% in one day, and it all came back. So anyways, Mike, thanks for taking my call.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call, and I certainly don't want to see a crash, but there are so many experts out there saying it's overdue. Ron Paul was saying this one could be 50%, and it's going to hurt a lot of people who don't deserve to be hurt, like the holders of 401ks. All righty. And I'm not in the stock market. I've never been in the stock market. But for those people who are, I imagine they're going to be very nervous trying to figure out what that opening bell is going to be like tomorrow. Okay, we're coming up here on a commercial break. We have a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Divide us up based on the color.
And aloha,
of
America.
Skin.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go right to the phones to Mark in Oklahoma. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, good afternoon. I tried to get on a few minutes ago or 20 minutes ago talking about smart meters. And I, you know, the topic typically goes to, well, we put these smart meters in to save people having to go out and read the meters. Well, I've got a ranch out in western Oklahoma, and it crosses the boundaries of three different electrical suppliers. And, you know, 15 years ago, what we would do was we would get a card in the mail. We fill out our usage on it. And a lot of these different places, I mean, it's a pole to a well pumping water for cattle. And you kind of get a feel for how much your usage was. You just write that down on the card. And then once a year, they would come out and audit it and make sure it was right.
Okay.
Well, about 10 years ago, they quit doing that. And they knew how much usage, and this is on the old analog meters. So they were using data. I was curious about it. So they started using data over wire to read what your electric usage was, and they would just send you a bill for it. And, you know, now they've changed them all over to smart meters, so they say no one has to come read it. Well, that wasn't the case before. And we have smart meters on poles that set in, you know, 400 acres that are pumping water to cattle, and the whole meter reader issue is false, in my opinion.
Okay. Now, I remember, when I was younger, there was a great deal of trust in the consumer. We had the same system when I was living in New Hampshire, is you'd fill out a card for what the little dials on the meter said, you'd send it in. And every once in a while, they'd come out and check to make sure you weren't cheating, but hardly anybody ever did, so it was it really wasn't an issue. But again, I think this issue about the smart meters along with 5G, it's being overblown, and I suspect it's from rival commercial interests. There are still parts of the country that have not gone over to the smart meters, and the people who are being paid to read the meters there are probably very concerned about losing their job. I don't know if they have a union. If they do, the union may have hired a public relations firm to try and create a public pushback against the smart meters. That's how these things do get done.
Right. Well, I find it curious that they would spend the, of course, the money is being subsidized from somewhere to put all these meters in place in remote locations, as well as in all of the urban areas. And I think there's something more to it. I don't know what that is. But.
Well, I imagine the meters in the remote locations can't use Wi-Fi. They're probably using the cellular telephone system.
May very well be.
I mean, that would definitely be a way to do a lot. Okay, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. And we're coming up here on our station identification. And when we come on back, Jason Eastman of Armor Combat Systems will be our guest. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.